Chairperson Arnie Nussbaum.
Present.
Vice Chairperson Rick Lucky.
Present.
Committee Member Arsenio Calle.
Present.
Committee Member Lynn Dillinger.
Present.
Committee Member Art Gallo.
Present.
Committee Member Nancy Greenberg.
Present.
Committee Member Bob Osborne.
Present.
Committee Member Jim Van Clunen.
Present.
Committee Member James Kennedy.
Army, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and hospitals all across the world. Let's have a moment of silence for those veterans. And now the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is your microphone turned on?
Are there any, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
My apologies. Are there any agenda changes?
Not on my end, Chris.
No agenda changes.
Okay. So we need to hold an election to item number 500. The Office of the City Clerk is requesting the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee hold an election for the position of chairperson for calendar year 2018. Committee members? Mr. Lucky?
I'd like to go ahead and nominate Ms. Arnie Nussbaum for chairman for next year.
I second.
I second.
You would be thirding, Mr. Kaya. all in favor?
I have to call.
You have to do the roll. It's not an
HOA okay.
meeting. I'm sorry.
Vice Chairperson Lucky?
Aye.
Committee Member Osborne?
Aye.
Committee Member Greenberg?
Aye.
Committee Member Kennedy? Committee Member Calle?
Aye.
Committee Member Gallo?
Aye.
Committee Member Van Clunen?
Aye.
Committee Member Dillinger?
Aye.
Chairperson Nussbaum?
Aye. Thank you for the confidence of your vote in me as your chairperson. I just noted that it's always great to have people that are brighter than you on the left side and the right side of you, and you all are, and you do a great job. So I'm pleased to be your moderator. Number 501. Is the Office of the City Clerk is requesting the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee hold an election for the position of Vice Chairperson for calendar year 2018. Ladies and gentlemen.
How do I do it here?
I nominate Gallo.
Okay.
Gallo.
Mr. Calle, go ahead, please.
Yes, and I would like to nominate the existing VP, Vice Chairman, to continue in his position.
Okay. Say again into the microphone. You want to nominate who, Mr. Calle? I'm so sorry. My apologies.
Mr. Gallo.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
You said that you wanted to continue. I think that the vice president is Mr. Lecky. Did you want Mr. Lecky to continue, or are you nominating Mr. Gallo? I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, I was nominating Mr. Gallo.
Okay, you wanted to nominate Mr. Gallo.
And it's
okay.
Yeah. Okay, and I would like to nominate Rick Lecky, please.
Okay. All right. Is there?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So then if somebody wants to second, because we have two nominations on the floor, it's okay. Does somebody want to make a second to either Mr. Calle's or Ms. Greenberg's?
I second Mr. Lucky's nomination.
Okay. So then I'm going to go ahead and call the roll for the nomination of Mr. Lucky remaining vice chairperson. Yeah. Chairperson Nussbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Lucky?
Aye.
Committee Member Osborne?
Aye.
Committee Member Greenberg?
Aye.
Committee Member Kennedy?
Aye, Vice Chair.
Committeemember Kaye.
Aye.
Committeemember Gallo.
Aye.
Committeemember Van Clunen.
Aye.
Committeemember Dillinger.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And we're going to go on to the next agenda item is awards and presentations. That's number 100 that's not used. Chris, the next agenda item is number 503. The Parks and Recreation Department wishes to inform the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee about the upcoming Winter Springs Babe Ruth opening day ceremony.
Let's go 502 first.
I am so sorry.
Did you open public input before?
Yeah, you have to go public input, 200, item 200.
Sorry.
My apologies.
And then we have the 300 for the minutes.
I printed out the wrong one. My apologies, Jessica.
It's okay.
All right. So 200 is the informational agenda, and at that time, it's not used, but is there any public input at this particular time? Just asking to see if there's any public input? I don't think so. Okay, no. And item number 300 on the consent agenda, the Office of the City Clerk is requesting the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee to review and approve the Tuesday, November 7th, 2017 Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee regular meeting minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
We get a second?
Second.
Okay. Do you want to call the roll on that, Jessica?
Committeemember Dillinger.
Aye.
Chairperson Nussbaum.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Lucky.
Aye.
Committeemember Osborne.
Aye.
Committeemember Greenberg.
Aye.
Committeemember Kennedy.
Aye.
Committeemember Kaye.
I wasn't present at that meeting, so I really cannot approve.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Committeemember Gallo.
Yes.
Committeemember Van Clunen.
Okay, we're going to move on now to 400 is not used at this time, so we're going to go to item number 502, the regular agenda part two. The Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss the project updates for Sam Smith Park, Trotwood Park, Moss Park, and Tricasso Park. Chris?
Thank you, Arnie. Congratulations, Arnie and Rick. Thank you for serving. All of you, thank you for serving on this committee. So I wanted to just give an update of what we're doing in the, at each of the parks, specifically starting with Sam Smith Park. As you all know, that project was started back in FY17, and it is now completed. The bathroom, the restrooms are in there, they look great, and we just did finish the safety railing for the 2-to-5 playground area, and so we're very happy with the way the project turned out. There was some comments made about the parking in the park, so we will evaluate the parking. As of now, we are only going to book that pavilion for smaller groups of say 30 or 40 so that we don't have an issue with parking there. And then we have our city engineer and myself, and we're looking at options for maybe increasing the parking capacity at that park, because it is a very nice park to have birthday parties and celebrations and such like that. So that's the update with Sam Smith. Are there any comments or questions or anything? I'd go ahead and take those each as we go.
I would like to say something. Okay. This past weekend I drove by. Do I need to?
Yeah.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Oh, it was on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't at the mic. I drove by last weekend, and I was going to pull in to take a look at the finished product, and I will tell you that it was packed. Yeah. I just thought everybody must be thrilled with the new bathrooms and everything that had been done to improve it. The only thing that I was upset about is I don't have any grandchildren to take the park to.
There you go.
But it was,
we just got a few.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Packed. And it's right down the street from me. So
yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Fabulous.
That's great to hear. Thank you for sharing that.
Just one quick question. Do you remember one of the bathrooms in one of the parks was from Texas, that was kind of like a unique kind of bathroom? Did that go
in? That was it.
Okay. That was it.
Yes, sir.
And how did you, just out of curiosity, because it was different and unique, your early evaluation on it?
Right. It was a prefabbed unit.
Prefab.
And it came completely assembled, including the slab on the building. And it was somewhat of a challenge on their end for permitting, because they had to comply to Florida code, and they're from Texas, obviously. It was their first time doing it. So we had some delays with that. And then just, you know, anytime you're dealing with a company out of state, sometimes it you know, lends itself for some challenges as well. But overall, we're very happy with the product. I like the look. The ease of installation was amazing. We had a lot of work. Our public works department helped us tremendously, providing sewer and water. We had electric also ready to go, so that we had to stub up where those things came into the building. And they gave us a great diagram how to do it. The footprint was right on target, and so it was a good process.
So it might be something you might think about.
Yeah, it was something. I think the thing we learned from that project, I think, is we had some other issues of sod. The grade of the park was low, so we wanted to increase the grade, and we had some obviously had some problems with flooding in that park, in that front area. So, and we redid sidewalks and did some electrical, did some landscaping, put some irrigation in so that the plants would live. And so we had some increased our projected costs were not as high as the end project, but it was worth it. It was worth the investment, and I think we got a really nice park and as a result of it. So,
thank you. Are there any other comments at all from the committee? That's okay. All right.
Okay. The next park is Trotwood Park, and, sure. and as we mentioned in our last meeting with our pavilion over there, not anything has changed of the preliminary plans of it. We are waiting on final design to bring that. It's anticipated to bring that before the City Commission for approval on February 26th. But we haven't gotten a final design of that. But we did change some design preferences. And but very similar to what we talked about, a hexagon pavilion with a walkway over it. Everything you saw in that picture is very similar. There might be a color change to it. There might be a little bit changed on the posts. They might be a little bit thicker than just a standard post. And so, but overall, it's going to be the same project, and we anticipate that we could be starting as early as the early, spring of this year to put that project going forward. So we're real happy about that. And it's the location is the same still behind the tennis court area in between the tennis courts and the pond at Trotwood Park.
So now you're going to do Moss Park. Update on Moss Park.
Yeah. Are there any questions on Trotwood?
Okay.
All right. So Moss Park is, obviously on Moss Road. And we had just last year put in really nice playgrounds in there, and the last phase of Moss Park was also some safety railing for the 2 to 5 year olds, and so that was completed also, and that park is done now as far as the playground area and the new sidewalk area. And we'll continue to make regular upgrades to, surfacing and so forth at all our basketball courts on our normal maintenance plan for resurfacing, which goes every about three to five years, depending on the use of the park and so forth. So we're happy that Moss Park is done as well. Okay?
Torcaso.
So Torcaso is going to be the park that we focus on for the next 3 years. Okay, so this is going to be a pretty extensive park project. I did lay out that last time at our meeting, so I won't go into every detail of the planning process of what we're doing. But we were waiting on the agreement with our CMAR. As you recall, we're a construction manager at risk, is what CMAR stands for, and we have. Has been approved that we're going to go with Wharton Smith on that, commission approved, and so we are having a meeting with them next week, and then we have a four-month window for them to complete the detailed design and cost to build that facility. And then that will go before the commission after 4 months or within 4 months. And then that could be as early as late summer to possibly have that out for bid and keep that project moving. So we're very happy with that, the way it's gone. And Torcaso, other elements of the park that we are working on right now are the playground, you know, looking for the right layout and location for the playground and a small pavilion also in that park or two, depending on what we do with some of those other elements of the park, meaning the basketball courts and, you know, where the parking lot's going to go. But most of this is dictated by the location of the field house and what surrounds that, where the parking lot goes, you know, and where the entry comes and then where the road goes, as we talked about last time on the map, a detailed description. So we're happy about that. It's moving along, but that will be our focus. So we'll have more discussions on Torcaso Park. And it's going to be a really nice park on the west side of our town. That will be a destination park for not only those using the facility for basketball and volleyball, summer camp programs, and other apostles special events, but it will have a really nice playground areas and family pavilions as well for families to gather and celebrate. So that's Torcaso. Is there any questions about Torcaso Park?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm remembering, I think, that there was a grant involved with that park, and it had a time limit on it. Where do we stand with that?
Yes, sir. That was the Land Water Conservation Fund, and it's a state grant awarded. We have still 2 years left on that. It comes to we need to have something done, and we don't have to have everything completed, but we need to have an updated status of that, which we do regularly, annually, that is. But September of 2018 is one state deadline, and then there's a federal deadline of September 2019, which you're supposed to have the whole project completed. And if you don't, there is an allowance for an extension, okay? So, and they understand that things, you know, go in sequential order. And so we have already had discussions about possibly, you know, needing an extension, which could take us into 2020. But we think that between 18, 19, and 20, or shortly after September of 19, we should have a substantial amount completed towards that grant. And it's a $200,000 matching grant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments from the committee, ladies and gentlemen? Okay.
All right, if there's no other comments, then we're going to move on to agenda item number 503. The Parks and Recreation Department wishes to inform the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee about the upcoming Winter Springs Babe Ruth Opening Day Ceremony on February 17th, 2018 at 10 a.m. at Central Winds Park.
You said it all, Arnie. That's it. So we just want to extend an invitation to you all to come out and celebrate with our Babe Ruth the opening of their fall season. Their spring season. Traditionally, that's their largest season. And so we are looking forward to that. And fields are looking great. If you haven't been out there, the team's done a really nice job. And we've got new scoreboards for the league. We had those replaced just recently. So park is looking really good, and we just wanted to extend an invitation for everyone to come out and join us and celebrate that.
And just a quick comment to committee members. If you have not ever gone out for this and get there, you know, maybe 15 minutes before and get parking, this is just a coming-of-age thing to see all the kids get their awards, et cetera. It's very, very special and unique. I always compared it to the father-daughter dance, but with baseball. So if you've never done it, it's something that you might want to do. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
We'll go to agenda item number 504. Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss the issue of speed control in the senior center parking lot, Chris.
And don't forget to mention the father-daughter dance at the end there. Friday.
That's right. Father-daughter dance is this Friday.
This Friday, that's
and
right.
And it's for parents and their children as well.
That's right, parents and their children. Yeah. Thank you, Arnie. Okay, so this is brought up by a committee member, and thank you, Bob, for bringing this up. This is this issue is about speed control in our senior center and civic center parking lot. So this is a good topic to bring up. You know, cars come in there, and what we've tried to do over the past 5 years is redirect traffic routes. So there's one way coming in, and then they go around. Before, there was two-way traffic coming in there, and it was a little bit challenging for folks. So we've tried to create a circle of one way going in and then going up to the therapy pool towards the back and then coming back out and using the outside path to go to the exit of the circular parking lot. And we've noticed, and Bob has even shared this as a member of the Senior Association, we've noticed some speed challenges, I guess we could say, with the part in there. And there's a little bit of a straightaway area, and the rest of it is, you know, sort of a circular pattern. So we just wanted to look at that. So when it was brought up, I met with the police department right after it was brought up, and they absolutely want to help us solve any speeding problems. Okay, so the first thing they asked is, do we have anything that's a policy that says that, you know, we can regulate speeding or speed control in our parks? And the answer is yes, we do. So we have a parks ordinance, okay, and in that, in section D, in section 17, it describes the city park as a public park or recreational area in the city, okay, and then it goes on to say that the Florida statute allows the city to establish speed limits on the city streets and in public parks, and it is unlawful to drive a vehicle at a rate of speed exceeding 10 miles an hour, okay, in a city park, unless the city has posted a greater speed. Okay, so it does say that we're, you know, we like to go 10 miles an hour inside parks. Okay, that doesn't happen. Okay, I wish it did. I wish it did, but it doesn't happen. 10 miles an hour is really slow. All right, so what we've done in some of the other parks is we put speed control devices such as speed bumps, okay? We put signs up. And so we've asked the police department to help us find the right location to at least, right now, put up 10-mile-an-hour signs, okay? Just to start. We're going to also have Public Works Department paint some arrows on the concrete, which they were there before, but they just get worn off, you know, and try to create that directional flow of traffic so that people can just, you know, somewhat know where to go and how to get there. So I think that's going to help. Okay, so that I just wanted to bring that up to the committee. If there's anything that you all think of that you could give as suggestions or thoughts that we could manage the speed control within, you know, again, within the reason of the parks ordinance, that's what I'd like to hear from this committee.
Mr. Osborne?
The reason I brought that up with Chris is I'm over there probably twice a week for the last 6 years, and occasionally I see people that are in a hurry, and they're either late for their class coming in or they're late for some appointment going out, and I think the speed limit signs might remind them. I've only seen one thing in all that time that was really flagrant, that I thought was really reckless, and I don't know who that was. I didn't recognize the car or anything. The other thing, as you mentioned, about the one way around the loop in the front, that's routinely ignored. And I think if you made those marks more definitive, and of course they're kind of worn out too, but you know, maybe three arrows or something to make it really clear that that's one way. And the reason for concern is a lot of those folks over there are not really fleet of foot. Some of them have canes and walkers.
Sure.
And they're hard of hearing. And so people need to pay special attention in there. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much, Mr. Osborne. Really good comments there. Does anybody have any other comments or suggestions on speed control at the senior center, Mr. Kaye?
I know.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Kaye first.
Has the city checked to see what's more effective, the speed bumpers or the speed signs? What really does the job better? The bumpers or the signs?
Well, according to the police, both work. Just depends on the area which they're used. Okay, so for straightaways, speed bumps slow down the cars faster than a sign does because you actually have to slow down because you're going to approach a speed bump. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's more where they're placed. And in the place in a park or in a city street, wherever it might be, it's the placement of it. So they're both effective, but you have to slow down for a speed bump. You don't have to slow down to see a sign.
That's what was in my mind.
But to enforce it, you have to have a sign posted. Yeah. So that's what the police has also said is like, okay, we got it in the parks ordinance. It can be enforced. Because the city commission is directed that, but we still have to have it posted, right?
Mr. Van Clonen?
Withdraw the question.
Okay. Sure?
It's been answered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we need a post. That's real important. We don't have anything posted right now.
Right. So I think the mixture of the two should help, and of course what Mr. Osborne had suggested, the directional flow.
Right, and I don't think our police department's going to be out there writing tickets to senior citizens.
Right.
All right, I don't think that's the goal in this at all. I think it's really just to put up something that says, be aware that there's other folks around, and we want to, you know, slow the traffic down if we can. So,
safety first. Thank you, Chris. Does anybody else have any other comments on agenda item number 504, the speed control at the senior center? And the only other question I would have with that, Chris, is in parks in general, do we have any speed control issues? Or just in general, it's pretty safe?
Yeah, we definitely have some issues. Yeah. I don't know that there are any absolute solutions to them. I think we go to each park and we look at the traffic pattern, mm-hmm. and we look at how the activities are at the park, how the park's being used. And you know, at Central Winds, for instance, we've got a long straightaway when it goes parallel to two soccer fields, which, you know, and that distance is almost 1,000 feet. Okay, and we don't have any speed bumps in that 1,000 feet. All right, but we do have vehicles that park on both sides of the road, right? And kids run across, you know, and vehicles back out on one side or both sides and go. And it is very crowded on a Saturday, which people are always constantly moving. And it generally, it regulates itself in that there's always someone in the road, whether it's kids crossing, families crossing with gear, or cars backing out to go. You know, so we've considered putting speed bumps in that stretch as well, just to regulate traffic. So we had the same thing in the back area of Central Winds, most commonly used park. That's why I'm using Central Winds, and we did put speed bumps in the back because they were using it like a racetrack. It was a circular racetrack back there, and now we have speed bumps back there. It seems to have helped with the pavilion rentals and. You know, again, people loading and unloading inside there and going across the road. So, it's we look at each park differently, though.
Sure.
But we try to do.
And I'm going to go to Mr. Lecky.
Yes. Does the police department have any, like, data or records or anything, like any accidents or anything they've been called out to any of these parks? Or we could show some real data maybe on something like that we'd have to address first?
Yeah, I could ask that. I'll actually bring that information back to you next meeting to give you a little traffic report for our parks, but, and I'll see what they have in there. I'm not sure what kind of information they gather, but I'd like to know. So I'll gather that information and let you know next meeting.
Okay. Any other comments at all on speed and safety in parks? Okay, if we're all good, I believe that is the last agenda item, Jessica. Is that correct?
Yes, you just have to open up public input one more time.
Yeah, I don't. I'm opening up public input at this particular time. I don't see anybody for public input, but we just wanted to make sure that it was opened up. And Mr. Leckie has one more comment. Go ahead, Mr. Leckie.
One more comment. I have to thank and recognize Parks and Rec for the wonderful job they did over the winter, winter festival and parade and everything this year. It was really, really good. I think you did a fabulous job down there organizing it and everybody turning to.
Thank you. It was a good event. Melissa did a really good job, and Mike and the whole team. We had, you know, it's a citywide event, so we get a lot of the credit and recognition, and we appreciate that and thank you for that. But we have a lot of help from our public works and our police and our IS department, and city managers are, you know, very supportive of what we do for our special event. So thank you. I'll pass that on to everyone that they helped.
And we had a very good judge for the parade as well. So I wanted to comment on that.
That's right.
So,
and he's no, yeah, thank you.
No,
that's right.
And to the left of me, we had a great judge, and to the right of
there you
me,
go,
Nancy was an awesome judge as well.
I will say thank you to
Parks and
that.
Rec
that's
rule.
That's there right. You thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Van Clunen, go ahead.
I know that she was working on it because we had two or three discussions on it as well, and she told me that you had all had talked, and I said, good, let's keep it going. Let's talk about seasonal, you know, when's the best time to start it, and she did say about something to begin talking or begin planning something more definitive in the spring and the summer. So I will get an update on that. I don't have one currently right now, but I will ask her about that, and I can either get that to you through an email and give the board an update on that, or I can bring it to next meeting. I'll put it on the agenda, and we'll have a discussion about it. Okay? Yeah, thanks for bringing that back up. She's excited about that, though. We talked about it. She really likes the idea of the community garden.
Okay, any other comments at all, committee comments? If not, Jessica, do you want to?
Do you do reports?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to go through and do your reports.
Agenda item number 600 is reports.
I don't have any reports. Okay. Do you have reports?
Chris, do you have anything? No. Report?
No.
Okay.
No, that was for everyone up there.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything?
Anybody else have anything? Any comments? No? Left, right? Okay. We're good to go, and then I guess we can have a date for the next meeting.
The next Park and Recs meeting is May 1st at 5:30.
Okay, so there was a memo here that had the list of everybody, and it had originally May 2nd, but then now it's May 1st, correct?
Yeah, it's the first Tuesday of the month.
May 1st, okay.
So May 1st is the first Tuesday.
Perfect.
And then also on your guys's in front of you, there's an updated member list. I believe that might be what you're talking about.
Sure.
If you can let us know if anything has changed, emails, addresses, phone numbers, just contact the city clerk department.
Okay.
All right. That's all I have.
And then, Arnie, I'd just like to say thank you again, everyone, for serving on this committee. If you have anything in between now and our next, you know, 3 months that comes up, feel free to get it to me through an email, and I'll make sure it gets on the agenda for the next time, or at least we'll have a discussion about it and see if it you know, if you want it on the agenda as well. Okay?
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, everybody. We need to just close the meeting out, Jessica.
Yep, you can adjourn.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting at this particular time, and thank you all very much for coming and your participation.
Thank you.
And see you Friday.